because as I don't have to tell you folks, the town is buzzing. The Ducks are in the Final Four. We are extremely lucky to have live on the line from Tampa, the standout sophomore who had a tremendous all-around game Sunday in the win against Mississippi State. Welcome in Satu Sabali. Satu, I know you got 8 million things going on. Appreciate the time. How are things in Florida?
Hi. Well, things in Florida are good. It's really sunny. We had a really good practice, and we've had a really nice welcome, too.
You know, you, Sabrina, and Maite, you played all 40 minutes on Sunday. Then you had this long trip. So I know this might sound simple and basic, but how are you all feeling physically? You revved up and ready to go?
We're definitely a little tired after yesterday. But we're so excited, and then all the tiredness will just go away. We'll have a good dinner tonight and get a good rest. And then we'll still have like a long day to prepare for them.
You know, I want to go back real quick. Obviously, you've carved a very unique path being from Berlin. You played for the German national team. So from the first time you were contacted to the coaches who recruited you, kind of give me the story that led you to decide, you know what, Eugene and the Ducks is the right choice for you.
Oh, God, that's actually a crazy story. well, I was playing for the national team when I was 15 for the under 16, and then I just got, like, text messages later on and emails and, I don't know, like, mails. It was crazy because my parents really didn't know anything about basketball and couldn't help me in the recruiting. So I did everything by myself, and then it just kind of kept rolling. I took visits. And I really like the atmosphere in Oregon, so I decided to go to Oregon instead of the Beavers.
Well, I can honestly say that people here are pretty happy you made that decision.
Yeah, me too.
You know, I was in the interview room after the win Sunday. You said something very interesting. You know, a lot of people talked about the atmosphere up there in Portland, and you said you didn't even notice till the game was over. So with people so loud losing their minds, how were you able to block that out and stay so focused?
It's just kind of a mental thing, just staying in the zone and not letting yourself distract from all the outside things. But, I mean, it is hard. I mean, I kind of knew how many people would be there because we expected a lot of people, and it was super loud. Thank you to all the fans. That were super amazing, and it helped us a lot. But, yeah, just kind of stay in the zone and block them out.
We're talking with Satu Sabali. So last year as a freshman, you arrived to be a part of what was already a really good team and had big expectations. I'm curious, how important was it? You had a senior like Lexi, two experienced juniors, and Adi Gildan and Maite, and how they helped you, I guess, adjust to the college game.
Oh, I mean, she was a great help. Lexi did a great job leading our team. She was always tough-minded and led our team, won us a couple of games, really important games. And I feel like everyone who watched those games knows how important the seniors last year was. Justine was just really like a great teammate, helped us in practice and on the court, and it was just really great to have those seniors. And, I mean, the seniors now are doing a great job, too.
You know, obviously, Sabrina gets a lot of national attention. She's a great player.
Yeah.
We see what kind of competitor she is. But we also see the assists. How would you describe her as a teammate who kind of, I guess, sets the tone for anything to win?
Caring, honest, and ambitious. That's definitely her. She cares about her teammates, but as she also wants to win, and she'll do anything for that. She's a great player, and just as a person, she's really amazing. She blues, makes jokes, but as soon as she's like on the court, she's serious, focused, and won't do any mistakes, it feels like.
You know, your game as a freshman, you really came along, and then by the time you made your conference and tournament run, you could see the growth and improvement. But then this year, I've noticed how you've added to your game, the way you finish with your right hand, the tenacity with how you rebound. Tell me about all the work you put in, because you always seem to be adding key parts to your game.
Well, thank you about that. Thanks. Well, I don't know. It's just really practice, and that the coaches have a lot of trust in me. and just working on different things and practices. I had a great summer, so I feel like playing with the national team where I was really a key player helped me a lot to just, like, develop my my driving lanes and pick and rolls more compared to last year where I was, like, a four. But also just, I think, maturing from last year helped me a lot.
A couple final thoughts for Satu. You know, I've been playing and following this game for about as long, twice as long as you've been alive and more so. But you and your teammates, I use the term, you play with unbridled joy. I hear your coach talk about it. How important is it to you and your teammates that once the work and preparation is done, you just have so much fun playing this game?
Yeah, that's so important to our team. We're really like a family, and therefore we need to have fun on the court and off the court. We know when to be serious, but it's all love. And in the end, basketball is a game, and we have to have fun. If we're just straight-minded and tough and serious all the time, it won't be as much fun because we really spend our life with it. We dedicate every second, every minute towards it. And that just has to be fun. It's not like your life won't be happy.
One last thing, Baylor. This is a really good team. They've been winning games by a ton. In preparing to face these Bears, what are you seeing? Size, shooting? What are you preparing for, I guess, as the kinds of challenges this Baylor team is going to present you Friday?
I mean, they're a great team. We're definitely going to prepare for the two big posts in the middle. We're going to defend them stronger than ever. We're going to be we have to be dialed in and focused, but also on the offensive end, we're really just going to do our own thing. We're going to play a lot of pick and roll, make them tired, let them run a lot, and just in the end, like, we won't change a lot. We'll just be our true selves and play like we've been playing all the season. I mean, it has been working, so we'll do a great job against them, but they're definitely a great challenge for us.
Well, we're looking forward to it. She's Satu Sabolyi off a 22.7 rebound, 3-block, 3-assist game. It's been a terrific run. Satu, best of luck
Thank you. Friday, and
hopefully into
thank
Sunday.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you and your team travel safe, and thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Satu Sabolyi from Tampa.